with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. In NBA playoff action last night, if Game 1 is any indication, it will be a hard-fought series between the Pacers and the Knicks. New York lost a 14-point lead as Indiana tied the game with time running out. They went into overtime to complete the victory with a go-ahead basket with only 26 seconds remaining in the extra period. So Game 1 goes to the Pacers over the Knicks, 138-135. Tonight, it's Game 2 between the Thunder and the Timberwolves. In NHL action, the Stars defeated the Oilers 6-3. Dallas taking the 1-0 lead in that best-of-seven series. Tonight, Game 2 between the Panthers and the Hurricanes. In pro football news, Jim Irsay, the Indianapolis Colts owner who brought star Peyton Manning into a new stadium and won a Super Bowl title, passed away yesterday at age 65. A statement from the team says that he died peacefully in his sleep. This is SRN Sports. In Major League Baseball action, the conclusion of a game begun on Monday had the Twins defeating the Guardians 6-5, but the Guardians came back to win the second game of the doubleheader 5-1. In other action, Angels over the Athletics 10-5, Dodgers rally to beat the Diamondback. A walk-off home run gave the Yankees a 4-3 victory over the Rangers. It was the Pirates over the Reds. Cubs beat the Marlins. Rays over the Astros 8-4. In 11 innings, the Orioles winners over the Brewers. Tigers over the Cardinals. The Mariners beat the White Sox 6-5. The Blue Jays romped past the Padres in a 14-0 shutout. And the Phillies over the Rockies, Royals beat the Giants, and it was the Mets winners over the Red Sox. The Braves and Nationals rained out. Pro golf's stopped this week, the Charles Schwab Challenge at the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas, known as Hogan's Alley, as the great Ben Hogan won there 5 times. And in NFL news, the owners narrowly failed to pass a proposal to prohibit the tush-push. This is SRN Sports.